Welcome to The Catalyst, where we explore creative ideas to spark innovation in an unhealthy healthcare system. I'm your host, Dr. Lara Salyer, a physician and mom of three, who is reimagining the way I practice medicine after suffering and overcoming burnout. Join me as I teach you how to optimize flow and catalyze your own revolution in healing. Tune in for candid conversations with leading experts in conventional and holistic healthcare who dare to believe a better future is possible for all of us. Life is made of teeny catalytic moments of immense impact. When strung together, the transformation is magical. Join us and let's color outside the lines. Welcome to this episode of the Catalyst Podcast. Let's title it, How to Save $7,200 with This One Thing. Now, if you know me by now, I'm a practical Midwest doctor mom of three. I like to save a buck. And I think this podcast episode might be my favorite yet, because I'm going to share with you the big secret that will save you massive amounts of time, energy, and money. It's inspired by a recent mentee session that I had inside my Catalyst Studio mentorship. So I'm in front of this person who I will protect their identity, changing some details. But as you know, when you're inside a mentorship, it's a process, a co-creation, a relationship. And I take that job to heart. I love the time that I have online with my Catalyst. And so she is, you know, telling me about what she's doing in her business. We're talking about strategic next steps with newsletters and group visits and membership and virtual assistants and all these things. But I was amazed. She seemed like a different person. So different than the other sessions that I had just had with her a few months prior. And I couldn't believe the person sitting in front of me. She was really taking action and making decisions and moving forward and had really tackled a lot of the tasks that were already listed in her mentorship log. You see, I'm pretty detail-oriented, so I like to take notes, and all of my mentees have a log that ever grows and evolves with their journey. And so I just stopped and said, wow, you are really taking action. What happened? What changed? And she told me, you know, it's actually funny how a minor thing, a minor decision can unlock your next steps with such clarity. And then she told me what she did. And I went, yep. Now, before I tell you exactly what she did, I want to explain what I do. So I love mentoring health practitioners, and I do it in two ways. I have a service where people can book one-on-one time with me if they're sort of flirting with the edges of crispy burnout and they want to learn how to tap back into creative flow and feel joyful and vitalized again. Or I also have a Catalyst Studio, which is a 12-month mentorship for functional and integrative practitioners looking to grow and scale a membership-style model. In both of those services, whether it's just one-off sessions to get some mentoring and coaching or a full 12-month studio experience, they both pull from my experience as a graduate of the Flow Research Collective. So I teach people about flow state and how to tap into that, and also pulls from elements from positive psychology, solutions focus, and acceptance commitment therapy. So there's a lot of mindfulness in there. There's a lot of knowledge of how you can find systems that work best for you. And that is exactly what she did. What did she do? She dumped her thoughts out into visibility. I know you're thinking, what do you mean? What I mean is there's a huge benefit to unloading your thoughts onto paper or onto something, some kind of container that is not up here. Even if you know, oh, I just have to do these three things today, or I have to do this in the next quarter, or these are the things I'm looking at for my business. You might keep it up here, but you're taxing your brain by keeping it in your working memory. There's so many studies that show if you can just dump it out where it's visible, it immediately feels less overwhelming because you can visually see the tasks. So she found a system that worked for her. You see, I did something new for Christmas last year for the holiday season. I bought all of my Catalyst mentees a Commit 30 planner. It's the very first planner. And by the way, I'm not endorsed by Commit 30. They're not an affiliate of my business, but I love their planner so much that I bought a single copy for each of my Catalyst mentees. It works exactly how I think about planning my time. And it's really flexible for those with like neurodivergent brains like me that like to have certain ways to plan your week and to have checkboxes. It's beautiful. I love it. And so I had bought one for each of my mentees. And she commented, you know, once I started dumping everything out, I really found a system that worked for me. And no, it wasn't the Commit 30 planner, although she uses it. She discovered that using a digital process helped her better. And so let's go through all the ways that you can dump things out, right? Sometimes we're not even aware of the many tools available to us to help us with that cognitive drain of keeping things in our working memory. So think of paper items like a bullet journal, a planner, a notebook. Think of post-it notes. Those are my favorite. I write one task on each post-it note when I'm feeling really overwhelmed, and I put it on a large wall. And the thing about post-it notes is you can rearrange them. You can group them. You can change where they are. You can put them in order of urgency. And they're so movable that it allows you to have a fresh look every day at everything in front of you. And you can then move things around almost like a tactile Kanban board. So post-it notes are my favorite when I'm feeling really overwhelmed. And then there's nothing more satisfying than taking off post-it notes when you're done with them. That's how I wrote my book years ago, is I put the plot lines and the key moments on post-it notes. And then I arranged them on a huge wall, and I was able to rearrange what I wanted to say and when it should happen in the story. It was amazing. And for those that haven't read my memoir, Right Brain Rescue, One Doctor's Journey from Burnout to Bliss, please check it out on Amazon. Hey, have you visited the Catalyst Way yet? It's an online hub designed just for you, where we spark your creativity, passion, and flow to build your own self-expressive medical career. There's so much to explore inside the Catalyst Way. If you're a functional medicine practitioner, check out our Catalyst Studio Mentorship, your gateway to membership micropractice, with everything you need to grow and scale your functional medicine business, including private mentor sessions, masterminds, access to quarterly legal lounges, and much more. Or peek inside the world's first digital subscription delivery box service that delivers monthly content to make your functional medicine clinic run effortlessly, including customizable infographics, SOPs, templates, and hand-selected mastermind recordings. Or maybe you just want some entertaining and useful CME. You'll find that at the Catalyst Reclamation CME online course. You'll learn neuroscience behind burnout, embrace flow, master your calendar, fortify boundaries, and transform your burnout into boundless energy and joy using our three-step AHA method. It's approved for 10 hours of AMA Category 1 CME. Use the code PODCAST for 10% off. And because I'm a practical mom of three, guess what? The Catalyst Way also has tons of freebie content too. My favorite is the Catalyst Compass Quiz, which matches you to an ideal jumpstart strategy to find your spark. But I also love the free Catalyst Calendar Time Management System and Functional Micropractice Checklist. It's all here at the Catalyst Way. Visit drlarasalyer.com/catalyst to start coloring outside the lines. We're creating empowered, self-expressive clinicians as catalysts who lead healthcare transformation. Are you a catalyst? Visit drlarasalyer.com/catalyst now. But nonetheless, I love the good old-fashioned paper method. You can write it out, you can move it around, you can see it, you can erase it, etc. But let's be honest, we live in a digital world. And sometimes you're standing in line at a grocery store or you're in the car and you're thinking, ooh, I need to write this down or I need to remember this. So look at all the digital tools, things like digital planners, the notes app on your phone, even just putting it in our Google Calendar. I do that all the time. I use the task feature in Google. And there are things like Goblin tools and Trello. The thing about this specific incident is this mentee figured out a system that worked for her. She didn't give up. She was struggling with overwhelm for so many months and just not taking action on any of these tasks. And it could be maybe one of her elements was overwhelming. And by that, I mean her catalyst archetype. Do you know your catalyst archetype? You see, we all have four elements inside us. We can be a reflective river. which is somebody who likes to really attune to energy, and we tend to be very self-reflective, and we tend to take time to make decisions. Sometimes we could be a wise wind, where we feel like we move fast, but we also can be caught up in chaos easily. Or maybe you're a fervent flame. You really take action quickly and you're inspired. You're an idea generator, but you also can be kind of impulsive, or a resolute rock, right? You can be kind of rigid, but you're a leader, but thinking can get kind of constraining. And we all have all four elements, but sometimes we get stuck. And so what was happening for months is she was just getting whirled into this wind energy where she was just overwhelmed. And she chose a system that worked for her. She ended up using a mixture of a digital and paper method where every week she would write down her thoughts, her tasks, her to-dos, her everything. And this is the one thing that will save you that money. And you're thinking, what? What do you mean? $7,200? What do you mean? You see, if again, you've been following me long enough, you know that I value creativity, autonomy, and flow. And another thing I value is transparency. So everything is transparent on my website. You'll see all my prices. If you want a one-on-one session with me for working through burnout or tapping back into your creativity, that's $349 for one session. I also have a value pack of three that you can buy at a discount. If you're looking to join my Catalyst Studio, which is for integrative and functional practitioners looking to grow and scale their business, that is $650 a month for 12 months. So that's how you can save this money. Why? Because although my mentorship offers so much more than just learning how to plan your week, I mean, I have the infographics, I have, you know, guest coaches that come in and talk about finance and legal. We have the editable, like I said, the editable infographics, templates, SOPs. We have weekly masterminds and one-on-one sessions. Yes, it has a lot in there. But the common denominator of both of my services is nobody can move forward with any kind of peace in their heart or certainty in their plan unless they are dumping out their thoughts on a daily basis. So I'm a huge advocate for morning pages, journaling your thoughts every day, dumping them out. I plan my calendar every Sunday and put my tasks out for the week because, again, when you are starting to put them out into the world and you can see them in front of you, the clarity that your brain has, it's almost like Marie Kondoing your mind. Like you feel so much better and lighter. And that's exactly what this mentee did. She started finding this system that worked for her and persevered until it felt comfortable that she had these containers that she could dump her thoughts in. And more importantly, she did this every day, every week. And that is the mark of a catalyst. That's the aha moment that I see when there's real change happening. When I'm mentoring and coaching people and it feels very like they're stuck in this energy of, I'm not sure where to go. It's usually because they haven't found that system for themselves. So I help them. We coach and we work. The minute they find that and they start practicing it, their ideas come so much easier. Their action steps feel more visible. And this is amazing because as we're adding to their mentorship log, which is the Catalyst method, the Catalyst way, it's a wonderful foundation for them to see how far they've come. And you can take a playbook from this and find that system that works for you. Take this as a challenge this week, right? The bottom line is it doesn't matter how much money you save, it's priceless to find your own system of organizing your thoughts and putting them down and finding a container, whether it's paper or digital or both. I use both. If you're watching me in our small town of Monroe, Wisconsin, and I'm driving, you know, you can't do anything when you have your hands at 10 and 2. So you might see me talking to no one, and that's because I'm leaving myself a voice memo. And I eventually will put that into my paper planner, or sometimes I put it in my Google Calendar, but I have my own system and all of our brains are unique. So sit down with yourself and ask, are you becoming a resolute rock and rigid in your thoughts? Are you too caught up in the wind? Take the archetype quiz and I'll put that in the show notes so that you know how to work with yourself. When you take that archetype quiz, you will get a 2-page PDF that helps you see kind of where you're most likely to sabotage and also how to pick a fun play activity to rekindle your creativity. Because we really all deserve to express ourselves in our career, in our work-life masterpiece. So save yourself some angst, some time, some money and energy, and do that one thing with wonderful zealousness every day, writing your thoughts out, organizing them, or the post-its. That's my favorite. I promise you will be changed if you start picking up this habit every day. As catalysts, we give ourselves permission to prioritize self-expression, curiosity, and creativity as vital. And I hope you give yourself permission to color outside the lines today. Thank you for listening. And please like and subscribe and tell your friends about this podcast. Until next time, keep coloring outside the lines.
Thank you for listening and subscribing to the Catalyst Podcast. My vision is a world without burnout, and my mission is to teach 1 million medical professionals how to tap into creativity and flow to increase joy and well-being. We all deserve a medical career that is self-expressive, unique, and creative. You can help by signing up for my newsletters. One of my highest values is gratitude, so I love giving back. And each newsletter is gamified. The more you share, the more you win. It's easy to sign up. Just go to drlarasalyer.com/win. Thank you for coloring outside the lines with me.